Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Claire is with me here on the line today because, Claire, you got in touch with us here at Lunchtime Live after you received an ad on Instagram asking you if you'd like an AI girlfriend. Can you tell us more?
I can. I was just upstairs on the phone, on Instagram, putting up something about my own world. And an ad popped up as I was scrolling through. It's kind of a soft way that you're describing it as an AI girlfriend. This ad really is kind of pushing people towards child pornography. The image, if you want me to explain it, is of what I would say would be a very young teenage girl. She has her hands tied above her head with rope. There is rope around her waist. She's wearing a very innocent sort of frilly dress.
It's like a baby doll dress nearly, isn't it? Or a mini dress.
Thank you. Yes, that's exactly it. Her innocent look, there's kind of two looks going on here. While she is trapped in this scenario, there's also an innocence to draw you in. The background is quite interesting to me because it's actually depicted in a warehouse, which points again towards she's been kidnapped or held hostage. It's got graffiti on the walls and a wooden roof and broken window. The text says on top, AI girlfriend with no limits, which is so frightening. And then underneath it says, tell me what you really want, sir. And then the call to action, the button that they want us to press is take a closer look, which is rather more language used to invite someone into a nice scenario than click here to buy more, you know. So it was just shocking to me. Like, I live in a world where we see crazy things all the time, but this one really caught me off guard. It's because it is depicting and pointing again towards the abuse of women, child pornography, and it's just pure, honest to God, hardcore stuff that they're trying to get people to push into.
I'm even wondering whether I should advise, you know, if I want to flag it with people to have a look at the poster that you've described. But I did share it on my own social media account as well, Claire, so that people can have an idea. You know what I mean? As to what you're actually talking about and what you're describing. And that photograph is, it's on my own Instagram there. People can see the advertisement. But this was actually sent to you, is that right?
Yeah, well, I think I know why that's happened. I'm actually working on an event for the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, which we'll probably talk to you again about at another point. It's picked up on some of the language that I'm probably using when I'm talking to people about that event. We're dealing with a lot of misogyny and living in a world as a woman in today's menacing times is the idea behind the show. The second reason probably why I got that ad is because I engaged a couple of days ago with some of the content online around that horrific human male that is trying to run for the presidency.
Okay.
I won't say his name because he doesn't deserve to be said on media. And then thirdly, it's probably because I have an interest in AI. So
there's loads of different reasons as to why the algorithm might pick this up basically and sent it to you. But your point is that you think social media shouldn't be pushing ads like this or social media accounts?
No, definitely not. Like, this is child pornography. This is the abuse of women. Like, if you're talking about an AI girlfriend, you know, you could have an image of somebody having a pint and maybe inviting you for that, but I don't even think that should exist either. We're going into a really dark place. Humans are meant to be with humans. We're meant to be around each other. We're meant to be out socializing and living proper lives. This is putting people into horrendous scenarios. And we're already seeing cases in different parts of the world where people are vulnerable. They have mental health issues and they're engaging with chatbots and ChatGPT and all the rest of it. And they're taking their lives. So this is not good.
Dean McDonald is with us too, Claire. Dean's a lecturer in cyber psychology and a council member of the Psychological Society of Ireland as well. Dean, who is this kind of advertisement actually aimed at?
And at the moment, I think it's technically aimed towards everybody. It is one of these kind of social cookies where you, like, based on the language that you use, it will offer kind of a range of different services, and it could be that extreme horrific end, which I've seen that image. And because I'm kind of engaged in a bit of AI research as well, I've seen lots of other different types, and they are horrific. Like, there's nothing I would disagree with there in terms of it pushing different kind of abuses towards women. And it just seems it is very much akin to child pornography. It is quite disgusting. But in terms of who click on us, that could be a very different question altogether. Like, there's multiple extreme ends. And if you could imagine that, like, at the moment, there's a huge crisis in terms of loneliness. But what we're describing here is not necessarily a solution for loneliness. Like, some, like, I think at the minute, 20% of the Irish population have mentioned that they feel lonely. But what we're describing here is not anything to do with that. I think it kind of mirrors something more if you have ever been in a kind of coercive control relationship. That seems to be the type of individual that would probably click on those buttons.
Is obviously then the social media sites, Dean, they can promote advertisements like this, I take it.
Yeah, like a lot of them, like social media is, it's very open, it's very broad, and anyone can advertise. And like, you don't necessarily need to be engaging in particular websites or behaviours or anything at all for you to be potentially offered some of these services online.
But you see, it's funny because, like, you know, when I look at the business of the medium that I'm working in radio and in television, there'd be absolutely no way in this wide earth that an advertisement like this would ever go out on TV, on RTE or Virgin Media or Sky or BBC, because we have standards around advertising, and we've the Advertising Standards Authority of Ireland. And I wonder, even just from the Broadcasting Act, we have rules around how we advertise, what we advertise, when we can advertise. Surely the social media site should be subject to something similar, Dean?
They absolutely should be. And again, we're all users of the social media. And again, it could be based in terms and conditions that it's kind of free from those particular guidelines. Like, they technically should be enforced. And images such as that should very much be taken off. And because they are incredibly triggering. Like, if anyone has ever experienced something, and again, individuals that are availing of services from the National Red Crisis Centre, like that, an image such as that would be incredibly triggering and damaging for that person.
And just finally, Claire, the reason you got in touch with us was really to flag, you know, how inappropriate you feel this image is, and to call for there to be changes to have advertisements like this blocked.
Absolutely, and I probably will take it further, and I'm doing work with fundraising for the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre myself, funnily enough anyway, but it's also, I put it up on my own story and I spoke about it on Instagram, and the reaction I got, mostly from women, some men sent me messages as well, which was great. You know, I also showing people how to get rid of ads, you know, pressing the three little buttons in the top right hand corner, calling it abuse or spam or whatever you want to call the particular ad that you get that's inappropriate. So I do think it needs to be taken further. I mean, everything can just be switched off at the end of the day, not at our end, at other ends. So.
Well, I quite a few people looking to have a look at this image. They want to see it. You have it on your own, Claire. It's on your own social media, and I've shared it on my Instagram account as well. People can see it there. It's Andrea Gilligan 1. I don't know whether it will make a difference if people are to put a complaint in with Instagram or with the social media sites about this particular advertisement, but that's where you can see it. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Claire, thanks a million for getting in touch with us, for sharing your experience with us. Dean McDonald there as well, lecturer in cyber psychology.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.